Perhaps we remember some of the things our mom said or did that inspired us to do good or work hard. For John Gilbert, it was the fact that his mother hit a basketball free throw while sitting on the ground. The unusual but effective motivational moment is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
At the age of 9, John Gilbert lost the use of his legs due to a tumor on his spinal column, but he loved sports and quickly took to the game of wheelchair basketball. He admits he had some doubts when he first began.
One day I was just fed up with it. I'm like, I can't do this. My mom sat down on the free throw line and shot it lower than what my chair was sitting, drained it, and she's like, if I can do this, you can do this.
John was inspired to keep working. Today, he has competed on several national teams, including the 2016 Paralympic U.S. basketball team. Obviously, they play in wheelchairs, but John says it's basically the same game.
They're still traveling. You have to dribble every two pushes. Fouls are fouls. A block's a block. If you get in front of them, it's a charge. 8-second backcourt violation, 24-second shot clock. Just everything the international game brings.
There's not enough funding to keep the U.S. national team together at all times, practicing in one place. While there are team practices, each athlete has to balance basketball with the rest of their life.
There's a few teachers on the team. There's some players who actually play European wheelchair basketball, which they actually do get paid. It's a professional league over in Europe. Everybody has kind of their own everyday job in order to pay the bills and whatnot, and then this is just for the glory of it.
John works hard to be the best teacher and athlete he can be. And that requires long hours and plenty of sweat.
Every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 a.m. and we go lift. You got to get all that lifting in. You got to get the shooting in. Still play on a community team down in Columbia to keep it going. Because if you don't use it, you lose it. That's definitely the saying.
So what's it like to be on a U.S. Olympic team? More with John next time as we travel the countryside. In Salisbury, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.